There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. Your Friday, June 2nd edition, and it is an awesome slate. 14-game slate. We have so many pitching options to talk about, some great hitting options. This is a great slate, unlike yesterday's disaster. I warned you it was bad. It was bad. The day slate, really no offense till that. The Rockies did some damage, and then the evening slate, yes, Jeff Locke. Jeff Locke, everybody. CC Sabathia in Toronto. Yep, CC Sabathia. Just, and then you have a pitcher's duel between Myers and Mejia. It's just one of those days where just all the badness happens. Very entertaining, but I told you it was just disgusting. But we have a lot to enjoy today. Let's take a quick glance and see if there are any weather problems at the moment. Got some wind kind of blowing in or across the field in Philadelphia between the Giants and the Phillies. Wind blowing out a little bit, kind of blowing across the field towards the right field line. Pirates, Mets in New York, in Queens. Slight chances of rain in Texas between the Astros and the Rangers. Keep an eye on that one. Two good pitchers pitching there. Wind blowing out to center. Nationals at A's and Oco Coliseum. Blowing out pretty good to center in that one. That's really all we have to worry about. Pretty nice day of weather overall. Maybe it's a sign of things to come. We've gotten pretty lucky this week. Maybe we are finally getting into the summer months where we can just play baseball. Your totals on the day, there's the day game, Cardinals-Cubs, that's part of the 15-game all day, not the 14-game main we're going to talk about, but the total's 8 between Lynn and Lackey. Getting into our slate, Red Sox-Orioles 9.5, Giants-Phillies 8.5, Yankees-Jays 9, White Sox-Tigers 8.5, Diamondbacks-Marlins 9, Pirates-Mets 8, Braves-Reds 10, Astros-Rangers 7.5, Dodgers-Brewers 7.5, Indians, Royals, 9. Nationals, A's, 7.5. Twins, Angels, 8.5. Rays, Mariners, 8.5. Rockies, Padres, 7.5. And that's a really intriguing one, that Rockies, Padres, because, you know, I already mentioned three other 7.5s, but that involves one matchup of Keuchel versus Darvish, one that has Kershaw, one that has Strasburg, and then you have Marquez versus Clayton Richards. Just to say, we'll be using some keeper pitching in that one, folks. But let's get into the pitching. I'm going to name a lot of guys for you to choose from, but I'm going to explain why they all have good upside or GPP value today. On a slate this size, you could differentiate quite a bit. It's going to be very, very interesting. But real quick off the top, you got Clayton Kershaw, 13-1 at Milwaukee. I don't know if I'm going to use a ton of Kershaw tonight, to be honest with you. He's been very up and down this year. To make that price tag, he's got to be near perfect, like I always talk about. He's been hittable of late. The Cubs blew him up on Sunday. Now, sure, he strikes out a ton. Right in the month of May, he was third best in barrel FIP. On the season, he's second best. But in the month of May, he struck out Kershaw struck out 20. See, he only struck out 24.38% of the batters he faced in May. That's pretty low for him. Only got barreled up 1.88% of the time, which is pretty solid. On the season, he's striking out 26.53%. That's way below some of the big, big boys in baseball at the moment. But he big strikeout arm, and he's facing the Brewers, who strike out over 25% of the time versus lefties. But it's like we talk about every time, the risk reward with Milwaukee, they can hit everybody. And in that ballpark, very hitter friendly, much different than Chavez Ravine, where Kershaw's used to pitching. Kershaw should throw a gem every time out. He just doesn't seem like 100% Clayton Kershaw, even though 90% is still outstanding. So I'm not saying completely avoid him. I'm just saying at that price tag, he has to be perfect. There's some guys, even the next guy down at 1,100 cheaper, I'd rather have tonight. And guys, I have a list of like 10 other pitchers that I will roll the dice with tonight and get bats with instead of paying up for Kershaw. I will have like one Kershaw lineup because I don't want to be the complete idiot that does not have him. But if I were just going to build like three lineups, I probably wouldn't have any Kershaw at all. I'm just putting it out there. But that does not mean not to have him. That's why I'm going to give you a bunch of names. There's a bunch of guys that all have upside tonight. Next up, this is the guy I am putting at the top of my list today, Steven Strasburg. He's $12,000 and he's at the Oakland A's. Oco Coliseum, great pitcher's ballpark. Strasburg's been very good, 3 runs or less in 3 straight starts. 15 Ks against San Diego, 11 at Atlanta. The at Atlanta still stands out to me, but 35.7 and 47.4 points his last 2 starts. Double-digit points in like 6 or 7. Almost, he's double-digited in every start this year. Only one complete dud of 10.2. Outside of that, his next lowest is 14.9. Then you're getting close to 20 in every start. Going up against an A's team who in their last, I believe I retweeted it, is their last 8 or 9 games has been really, really bad at the plate. Extremely bad. They're striking out 8.4 times per game right now, which is dreadful, which is not A's-like. So, but if you've watched and listened to their listen to the podcast and just watched baseball, you've seen their strikeout numbers go up. They're now up to striking out 23.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Strasburg has been outstanding in the month of May. He was 13th on the barrel fit board, striking out 32.09% of the batters he faces. So he has been really, really good. I will roll the dice with him against the A's and save $1,100 then go with Kershaw. Next up, you got Dallas Keuchel at 10-9 at the Texas. At Texas Rangers, I mean. Now, we know how great Keuchel is. That's why I'm going to mention him here. Just like Kershaw, I wouldn't, you know, say 1,000% avoid because of what you can get from Keuchel. But road Keuchel is different than home Keuchel. 5 innings, 2 earned at Miami. His last road start for 16.9. Pitched great at the Yankees. For some reason, though, he always pitches great in New York. Just hashtag why. But then at the Angels, 8 innings, 7 hits, 5 earned, only 12.6 points. At Cleveland, pitched well. At Oakland, pitched well. So he's pitched well all year. That's why I'm not going to completely rule him off, but he's like 100% play at home. On the road, you kind of think about it a little more, and with a ton of options, you might go elsewhere. Could also mean lower ownership because everyone's scared off of Texas. And the reason why I like it is Keuchel strikes out, well, in the month of May, he was 16th on the barrel. Fips, I'll get you more accurate of just the month of May. He struck out over 27% of the batters he faced on the season. He's striking out 23.85, so a bit, even higher strikeout rate in the month of May. He's going into Texas, who strikes out 25.5% of the time versus right-handed or left-handed pitching. Third lowest team total on the board at 365 behind Strasburg versus the A's, Kershaw versus the Brewers. They have an average ISO of 145 versus lefties and a below average, pretty bad WOBA of 287. So they don't hit lefties very well at all. Keuchel is a lefties hitting 234, righties 309 off Keuchel. Great pitcher. Great pitcher, no doubt about it. That's why I'm saying, I'm not saying completely avoid him by any means, but just keep in mind the tear that the Texas offense has been in, and the weather is going to be sketchy, but it's going to be in the temperature-wise in the low 80s, decent humidity, slight wind blowing in from the outfield if it doesn't rain. It's just, it's a sketchy play, but it could be a good GPP play. So don't completely ignore it, but it's a tough one. It's kind of like the way I felt about Archer the other night, and he was basically average. So for 10-9, you kind of want above average. That's all I'm trying to say. Next up, you know, you got Yu Darvish. You like him for his K upside. He's not going deep into games right now. They're kind of tempering his pitch counts. But Houston just doesn't strike out a ton. So I'll just go elsewhere with such a big slate. Michael Pineda, GPP play right here, $8,600. They're dangling the carrot in front of us at this price tag for Pineda, $8,600, which is crazy. It's the lowest he's been in quite some time. Like, since first start of the year, he's 84. Second start, he's 86. He's been a 9 or above all season, many times 10 or above. So they're really dangling that carrot against Toronto. He's got 3 earned runs or less in stupid DraftKings. And every start but his first start this year. So take that with a grain of salt. You know he's going to give up a homer here or there. It's just what Pineda does. But since that bad first start, we get 4 runs. Like I said, 3 runs or less. 13 or more DraftKings points. If you take out that one, it's been 16 or 18 or more in every start. Big, big K-arm, as we know. Going up against Toronto, who crushes the baseball right now. They're heating up. Pineda striking out over 27% of the batters he faces. Toronto strikes out over 20% of the time. Decent WOBA of 305. And you've got a pretty good team total of 439 for Toronto, kind of in the middle of the pack today. Lefties hitting 326, righties 322, average ISO of 167. So it's a definite GPP play because huge upside. He's probably going to give up a couple home runs, but if he can strike out, you know, 7, 8+, like he's capable of doing, he's going to get you a ton of points. And I think people will avoid him just because they see that Toronto lineup. So keep Pineda in mind. You got Michael Fulmer, 8,000 at home against the White Sox. Fulmer has been really good this year, but really frustrating because he's not getting the strike. Like his last 3 starts, only 4 Ks in each start. One of them was at Chicago. He's pitched really well against Chicago, but 16.5 points the last time out. Prior to that, only 8.7, 3 runs, but only 3 Ks. He's just not a consistent strikeout arm, which has been very frustrating. He's a good arm. He's consistent, doesn't give up a lot of noise. Just want to mention there, he might be a better cash game play than GPP play at 8K. He's an option tonight. Not one of my favorite options, but he is an option. A lot of these are just options because there's some tremendous upside, but gamble downside as well. Garrett Cole's another one, $7,800. We rode him. His last 2 starts have been rough. 5 innings, 4 hits against the Mets, 4 2/3, 5 hits at Atlanta. Prior to that, he was just pure filth. He gets hit really hard by lefties. The Mets lefty-dominant lineup, like we talk about. So it's a dicey play. The Mets offense has been dreadful, though. That's why I think many people that just read game logs might see how Cole's been pitching and go, no, we're going to go elsewhere with so many options, which, hey, more power to you. There are a ton of great options tonight. But when there's so many options, you got to get that one that no one's really playing to hit. Cole could be that guy. He's striking out about 20% he faces. Mets striking out about 20% of the time. And we know they're upside versus right-handed pitching. We know Cole struggles versus lefties. So it's a massive gamble, GPP only. As we go down, Jake Odorizzi, $7,500. Odorizzi, you know, good K upside from time to time. He went out and struck out only 4 his last time out, but then 8 against the Angels, a team that doesn't strike out much. He's been getting you double-digit points in pretty much every start this year with upside into the 20s when he's really dealing. Going up against the Seattle team in Seattle, nice pitching environment. Like I said, Odorizzi striking out over 21% he faces. Mariners strike out almost 21% of the time. They do hit righties well, 324 WOBA. 4-2-7 team total. Lefties hitting 269, righties 330 off Odorizzi. Keep in mind, Gene Segura left with an injury yesterday, and so did Nelson Cruz. So we don't know who's going to be playing, if either one of them will be playing. If they don't play, those are 2 massive bats, especially since he's a reverse splits guy versus righties. Keep an eye on Odorizzi at 75. Could be way overlooked tonight and could get you at least, you know, 15-plus points, maybe into the 20s. If he gets you into the 20s, he's going to be a huge play for you tonight. Next up, Josh Tomlin, $7,400. The only thing that sucks is his last start was the one that people are going to remember. And he was against Kansas City, 9 innings, 6 hits, 1 earned, 1 home run, and 3 Ks for 27.2 points. He's we know Tomlin's going to give up home runs. He's given up a home run in almost every start this year. It's what Tomlin does. But as a whole, he's been decent. there's some sketch, but against Kansas City, I mentioned that last complete game, and then at Kansas City, 7 innings, 3 hits, 1 earned, 3 Ks. Not the biggest strikeout arm, so you got that going for you. Don't look at the 5.79 ERA. Advanced stats show that should reduce massively with a Sierra of 4.17, the FIPs, the next FIPs in line. The walk rate's only 2.5%, but he's only striking out a little over 16%. Royals striking out 21.5% of the time versus righties. And you got a 294 WOBA and an average 151 ISO. Lefties 296, righties 356. So you can get sneaky with like Salvi Perez, Bonifacio, Merrifield, and those guys, Lo Kane. But he's an interesting play to say the least. He's always low owned, extremely low owned. He's a guy that can give up 5 home runs, and you wouldn't be surprised. He's also a guy that lately has put together more good starts than bads. So good GPP play with Tomlin. Another one that will be so low owned, it's not even funny. It's Ty Block of the Giants going into Philadelphia. I prefer Ty Block at home. I'll preface that. But his last road start was at the Cubs, 7 innings, 8 hits, 3 earned, 3 Ks for 15 DraftKings points. I'll take that right now just because his ownership's going to be below 5% for sure. Philadelphia, yes, they can hit lefties, but they are in one of the worst slumps I've ever seen. The month of May was dreadful. It was their worst month of May almost in their career. Like they only had one other bad month, and it was years ago. Years ago. Bad, bad, bad. Ty Block has gone 7 innings or more in 4 straight starts. So since his blow-up in Cincinnati, he pitched at home against Cincinnati, 7 innings, 5 hits, 2 earned, 2 Ks for 12.2. Then again, at home against the Dodgers, 7 innings, 5 hits, 1 earned, 4 Ks, 21.6. At the Cubs, I already mentioned, for 15. And then at home against Atlanta, 7 2/3, 6 hits, 2 earned, 5 Ks for 21.9. Ground ball to fly ball is almost 2-1 in every start, 12-6, 11-6, 10-6, 12-6. It's outstanding stuff. If you're getting ground balls in Philadelphia, perfect. That's what you want, obviously. The ball flies there. He does give up. He's got a couple solo home runs he's given up in those really good starts. So that wouldn't surprise you. He has limited the walks. It's a GPP only, really. Like, you probably don't even want to watch the gameplay. But ownership-wise, on this size of a slate, will be nothing. His K rate's low, but Philly does strike out 22.5% of the time versus lefties. If he can get you 4 or more strikeouts, we're already playing with good house money here. I'm telling you, if Block can go 6+, just give me a quality start. 6+, 3 earned runs or less, and give me 4+ Ks, I'll take it. I know I prefer him in the 6s like normal, but no one's going to own him. Upside will be huge. Huge, huge, huge. When you're looking at Philly, one more thing. Team total 435. Lefty's hitting 214. Righty's only hitting 307 versus Block. That's why his numbers are deceiving, because he really doesn't give up a ton of hard contact. Philly has an average WOBA of 309, but they have an insane ISO of 0.199. So it's like when they do hit lefties, they hit them with power. But they don't always hit them, obviously. So massive GPP play. I wanted to bring him up. I'm huge on him. He scuffled out the gate, but he pitched great to end last season. His last 4 starts have been what we expect from Block. He was a big prospect in the system, not as big as some other guys that are like Beedy and company. This isn't even Giants homers. I've just seen him a lot. I have him in dynasty leagues. I think this kid can be a good 3rd or 4th starter in a rotation for the rest of his life. And that's a guy you spot start in DFS. And this is a spot start where no one's going to play him. No one. So I'm not saying if you have one lineup to play him, but the upside is there. Downside is too. But he's a great GPP play. Next up, a great GPP and cash game play is German Marquez of the Colorado Rockies. He's been really, really, really good. We're talking 4 straight starts of 2 earned runs or less. So since his blow up at home against Arizona, 8 shutout at home versus the Cubs, 5 innings, 1 earned at Minnesota, 6 innings, 1 earned at Philadelphia. And then we got 5 2/3, 2 earned at home against St. Louis, 16 or more points in every start, $7,200 at San Diego. Yes, please. Sign me up. You got Marquez, who's striking out over 18% he faces. Padres striking over 25% of the time. A 293 WOBA against right-handed pitching. They have one of the 4th lowest total on the board at 369. It goes Kershaw, Strasburg, Keuchel, then Marquez. Lefties are hitting 343, righties 354, so he's given up hits, but phenomenal matchup, huge K upside, definitely worth a punt down there at $7,200 with Marquez. Some more nice punts, our boy JC Ramirez, only at $6,900, nice. He's been pitching really, really well, back-to-back really good starts at 20-plus points. He's got 13 or more in three straight, but at Miami and at Tampa Bay, he's pitched great. I wish the K numbers were back up. He started the year striking out all kinds of guys. He's been waffling between like 3 and 5 Ks to start. I'll even take 5 tonight. His K rate's down to 18% on the in the last two seasons. On the season, he's striking out over 19% of the batters, so pretty close to his career average. 19% of the batters he's facing. When you're looking at JC, the Minnesota Twins strike out almost 22% of the time versus righties. We know they have a ton of power. 402 team total, kind of low. Lefties and righties are both hitting 303 off JC. It's a dicey play. The Mets are cold. The Twins are cold. You saw what they did at home as they got crushed by the Astros. And then last night, Alex Meyer shut him down. Alex Meyer's a good young kid. I mentioned he's an upside punt play last night. But JC's been really good, and if he's snapping that slider off, he'll be outstanding. Just got to limit those walks, which is what JC does most of the time, walking around 6% of the batters he faces. Pretty good-sized favorite today, too. $6,900, nice punt play. Another punt play we are targeting is Jason Vargas, $6,500 at home against Cleveland. We know Cleveland can rake. We know Cleveland can hit righties, can hit lefties. Very inconsistent Cleveland team, and Vargas has been really good this year. We know he's kind of regressed a little. And, you know, his last few starts back, 6 runs against the Yankees. But then next start out, only 3 runs against the Yankees in 6 innings. Got you 15 points. At $6,500, you'll take 15. You know, when he was pitching really well, he was getting into the high 8s and 9s, and he needed the big starts. Well, now he's back to a punt play. Give me 15-plus points. I'm in. Last start out at Cleveland, 5 2/3, 9 hits, 2 earned, 2 walks, 2 Ks. The Ks were down, which really hurt. So he only got you 10.2 points. Ground ball to fly ball has been scary lately, giving up a ton of fly balls to ground balls. Earlier in the month of May, 6 innings, 4 hits, no earned, 6 Ks versus Cleveland for 21.3 points. So kind of a mixed bag, but the good start came at home. We are back at home. Kauffman, a much better place to pitch in than in Cleveland's ballpark. It's a really intriguing start, a great punt play with tremendous upside at $6,500. Your last punt play, plug your nose, but he's actually been pretty good his last couple starts. The Dark Knight. Matt Harvey is only $6,300 with upside. Back-to-back starts of 19 or more points. It was against San Diego, 5 innings, 2 earned, 6 Ks. It was 4 walks that threw him off. Last start was at Pittsburgh, Sunday Night Baseball, 6 innings, 6 hits, 1 earned, which was a solo homer to Gregory Polanco, I believe. 2 walks, 4 Ks, 18.7 points. I'll go back to the well for $6,300. The upside is there. He's showing some command right now. No one likes to play Harvey. No one. But the Pirates' offense, what are you really scared of? You know, you got Polanco who's banged up. He might not even play. Bell's a decent bat, inconsistent bat. You got Frazier who's good. Don't mind him. McCutcheon's very, very suspect. Osuna, Cervelli, Freese. These are all average guys. If average guys beat you, they beat you. That's just the name of the game. But Harvey has been great. In the month of May, he's been on the bottom 25 barrel fit, but I think it's more towards the beginning of May. It's like I said, his last two starts have been great. He was shelled early in May. There's no hiding that, but still striking out 18% he faces. I told you the walks are the problem. In the month of May, he walked over 14% of the batters he faced. So if he can limit the walks, he's got the Ks. Pirates don't strike out a ton, a little over 18% of the time, but their offense is average. So you can get Harvey as a great punt with upside at $6,300. I don't mind that at all. So I know that's a lot of pitchers. You got Kershaw at 13-1. I'm not saying ignore him. I'm going to probably ignore him. Strasburg's my top guy, 12K at Oakland, 360 team total. Keuchel at Texas, 365 team total. He's 10-9. He's not a horrible play. He's just a lot of risk in this one for that price tag. That's all I'm saying. You got Pineda, 86 at Toronto. Tremendous upside, tremendous risk, but tremendous upside. .439 total for Toronto. You got Fulmer 8K at home against the White Sox. Hasn't been getting the strikeouts, but I like he's pretty. You know what you're going to get from Fulmer. Cole 7800, very risky. He's been phenomenal this year. Last two starts sketchy. Mets crush righties. Cole gets hit by lefties, but the Mets are ice cold right now. So pick your poison. Odorizzi is a very good play. He's one of the better plays I like. $7,500, especially if no Cruz or Segura. Reverse splits pitcher. Righties hit him better than lefties. Tomlin, nice GPP play at $7,400 versus the Royals. Ty Block, $7,300. Sneaky, sneaky, sneaky GPP play. Herman Marquez, $7,200. Love him. Love Marquez today. Not much not to love. JC Ramirez, $6,900 versus Twins is a phenomenal looking play. You got Vargas at 65 versus Cleveland is in play. And then Matt Harvey, your punt play, at $6,300 at the Pittsburgh Pirates. So, yes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. That's 13 pitchers. I know it's a ton. I'll say it right now. I'm going to use a lot of Strasburg, good amount of Pineda, a lot of Odorizzi, some Tomlin, some Block, a lot of Marquez, and then I'm going to sprinkle around Ramirez, Vargas, Harvey. Those are the ones I'm going to really use, and I'm going to keep looking into Cole, Fulmer, Keuchel, and Kershaw, but those I'm not as high on, but I wanted to at least bring them up as potential really, you know, high upside, but there is high downside. A lot of these guys have the downside, but the rewards are much higher than normal. I hope this makes sense to you guys. It's all I'm trying to say. I know it's wordy, but Strasburg's number one on the list. Your punt plays below seven are great. Even below Marquez and below are phenomenal. Those four guys are great punt plays. Odorizzi's phenomenal in the middle. So go that direction there. With all that long-windedness, let's get into some bats for you, and we'll kick it off at the catcher's position. All right, when you look at the catcher's position, it kicks off Buster Posey. He's 4,300 against Jared Eichhoff. Really good-looking player. Eichhoff has struggled mightily this year. Giants, you know, not the world beaters we would love them to be, but they're in a really good spot today. Lefty's hitting 350, righty's 276. Posey doesn't count in that 276. I'm just going to clarify that right now. But you're going to get some salary relief with the Giants. There's, I think, three or four teams I looked at last night where you can get some massive upside, teams you wouldn't play all the time, but in really good spots tonight for some really nice salary relief. Giants are one of them. Posey, 4,300. Gary Sanchez, off of a double dong night yesterday, gets a great matchup against Francisco Liriano. Coming off the DL, he's 4,200, should be chalky, and deservedly so. Evan Gattis, 4K. Russell Martin could be a sneaky play at 3,900. Toronto, everyone's going to keep playing Toronto. Their bats are great. I can't blame you. If you want to fade Pineda, I get it because it's a great ballpark. He gives up home runs. I told you my feelings on Pineda tonight, but if you want to play Toronto, I get it. I totally get it. They could explode for 15 runs at any moment. Christian Vasquez is priced up quite a bit tonight, folks, at 3,600. It's a hard price tag to pay there. Great matchup for Boston. Boston is so frustrating. They don't hit a lot of home runs as a team, period, and they're just tough to love. Stick around to the very end. I'm going to tell you how to stack certain teams to be a little different, by the way. Yasmani Grandal against Nelson's a great play at 3,600. In Milwaukee against a righty, great hitter's ballpark. Grandal, really good play at 36 if you want to save some money up top. Tyler Flowers is in a great spot at 3,600 against Arroyo. Atlanta is another one of those salary relief teams in a great spot. JT Realmuto at 3,600 versus Corbin. You got Sal Perez versus Tomlin at 3,500. Mentioned him as an interesting play. Tomlin, I believe I told you, was a reverse splits guy. Let me just double check so I don't completely sound like an a-hole. Yeah, reverse splits. Righty's hitting 356 off of him. You got Brian McCann versus Darvish, 35. You go down the list. If Chris Herman gets to start again, he's 3,300 versus Urena. That's a nice play there. Cervelli, 32 versus Harvey. You got Garneau. Dustin Garneau is an interesting play at 3,200 versus Clayton Richard. Sandy Leone, 3,100 versus Asher. I like that a lot more than paying 3,600 for Vasquez. I'll say it right now. Not that Vasquez can't hit the baseball, but if I'm paying 36, give me Grandal. I know that's what everyone else is thinking, so value-wise, you might get lower ownership on Vasquez. I just can't do that yet. There's no consistency whatsoever in Vasquez, especially power-wise. At least Grandal, you know, can go double dong, especially in Milwaukee. Chirinos, 3,100 versus Keuchel is an intriguing play for fading Keuchel. Matt Wieters, 3K versus Triggs. Triggs, a lot of soft contact. No Harper in the lineup. I didn't mention Triggs. If you want to get out there, you can, but I gave you enough guys I like. But Triggs could be intriguing. There's still a ton of good options in that lineup, but it's an option. Jason Castro is always in play for me at 3K. Like him a ton every night. Yan Gomes versus the lefty Vargas, 2,900. Is worth a gamble if you're on that fade train. Jet Bandy's 2,900 versus Kershaw if you're fading that direction. Martin Maldonado, no. Manny Pena, 28, if he's playing instead of Bandy. You got him to choose from. John Hicks should be starting for Detroit. Keep that in mind. He's first base catcher eligible. With the lefty hauling on the mound, Hicks should get the start. He's $2,700. Tremendous upside. That is a great punt play with John Hicks. Cameron Rupp, 2,700 versus Block. They've been so bad lately. I'm telling you, Philly, don't fall into the Philly trap. If they blow up Block, they blow up Block. Congratulations. They've been really, really bad right now. But, yeah, if you want to go there, knock yourself out. Rene Rivera, 2,400 versus Cole. We're getting towards the end of the line here at your catcher's train. Yep, that'll do it. I really like that Hicks play at 27 for a punt. There's some great, really nice plays higher up if you want to pay for catching, which is totally fine. But if you're punting, Hicks, 27 is a very solid play. First base, Goldschmidt, 5,300. Joey Votto against Mike Fultonevich in American Small Park at 5,200 is outstanding. You got Zimmerman at 4,900 versus Triggs. Lomo versus Bergman in Seattle at 4,900 is a nice-looking play there. Justin Bour, 47 versus Corbin. Edwin Encarnacion versus a lefty is $4,500. That's an intriguing play, to say the least. Cody Bellinger versus Jimmy Nelson, first base outfield eligible at 4,500 is a very nice-looking play. You got Pujols versus Kyle Gibson at 44. It's not horrible. Mark Reynolds versus Clayton Richard at 44 is not bad. Kendrys Morales versus Michael Pineda at 43 is very nice. If you're fading Pineda, that's a pretty solid play. Hemmer Smoke for 42, both in play. Miggy Cabrera, 4,200 versus Holland is nice. Lucas Duda, 4,200 versus Cole is very intriguing, to say the least. Mitchie Twobags, 4,100 versus Asher will be low owned with upside. Matt Holliday versus Liriano at 4,100, definitely in play. Jay Bruce, 4,100, first base outfield eligible versus Cole. The Orioles are insanely cheap yet again. They've been cheap like the last three nights or whatever, and they've been raking. DraftKings will figure it out someday. They're facing Rick Porcello, I know, defending Cy Young. He's been giving up so much contact, it's stupid. I think I read somewhere it's like 75 to 80% contact right now. He's not fooling anybody with his fastball. It's crazy what they're doing to him. He got smoked around his last start out. He's been beat up off and on all year. Chris Davis at 4K is outstanding. I love Brandon Belt, first base outfield eligible at 4K against Eichhoff. Two great value plays right there. You can get some good value tonight, folks. I'm telling you. Chase Utley, $3,900, first base, second base eligible. Utley's playing really well right now in that ballpark. Sneaky, under-owned. Yonder Alonso, $3,700 if you want to fade Strasburg. Napoli versus the lefty Keuchel at 37 is always intriguing. Napoli hits lefties quite well. Ian Desmond, first base outfield eligible at $3,700, definitely in play. If you are fading Ty Block, Tommy Joseph's $3,600. He's one of the few guys on the Phillies that had a good month of May. He could be like, there's a couple guys on Philly I could see you playing. I can't see a whole stack, even though they could go off. Block just, he can get blown up. He just hasn't in a while. And like I said, the Phillies are just really bad at baseball right now. As you go down the list, Trey Mancini, $3,300 versus Parcello, first base outfield eligible, is in play. Chris Carter versus the lefty Liriano at $3,200 could be a nice lower owned play. You got Josh Bell at $3,200 in play. Sam Travis shouldn't get to start with the righty, but if he is, he's 3K. He's hitting the ball well. I mentioned him yesterday at $2,900. Had a great game again. Good little ball player. Louis Valbuena, first base, third base eligible versus Kyle Gibson at 3K. It's a nice punt at either corner position. Good power upside against a struggling sinker baller. When it doesn't sink, he's pitching batting practice out there. You got that's going to probably do it here at the position. Yep, that'll do it at first base. Let's head over to second base. So first base loaded, some always up top, some good middle tier, and a couple punts. Second base, Altuve, 53 against Darvish. You got Jose Ramirez, who's just been on fire, and no one talks about him unless you listen to Quick Hits, of course. Maybe some other places. I'm not going to say no one. I'm not those guys like some other podcasts I've heard that they're the only ones that talk about every player. But Jose Ramirez, second base, third base versus the lefty, Vargas, 4,700. Brian Dozier, 46. Daniel Murphy's 4,400 versus Triggs. That's a nice play. Robbie Cano, 42. Cano's on fire. Neil Walker swinging a good stick at 42. Adam Frazier, 42. Second base outfield eligible. Playing really, really well. Always low owned. Kipnis is 41. You can hit lefties a little bit, so don't be totally torn off by it. Devin Travis had an amazing month of May. He's 41. Mention Utley. Starling Castro's batting cleanup for the Yankees at $3,800 is outstanding versus Liriano. You can get an interesting piece of the Yankees lineup for cheap. I'll mention that to you at the end as a little mini stack. But Castro at $3,800. Chris Taylor versus Nelson at $3,800 is intriguing. Whit Merrifield at $3,700. I told you righties hit Tomlin much better than lefties. So if you are fading Tomlin, you're going to want to get a weird stat going. So keep that in mind. Jonathan Scope's on fire. Went yard again yesterday. He's $3,700. Lefty or righty does not matter with Scope. Just remember that. Scooter Gennett can be a sneaky play at 37. Second base outfield eligible versus Fulte. Lefties crush Fulte. I'm not always on Scooter, but at least in Cincinnati, in that ballpark, he has enough power to be a factor, and he'll be low owned. Jed Lowry's down the way down to 3,300 versus Strasburg. Thank God they lowered his price again so I can play him every day after Strasburg pitches. But that, I told you that A's offense has been really, really bad lately and striking out a ton. Joe Panic, $3,300. Nice, cheap play. Series out in the lineup against Eichhoff. Very nice, cheap piece there. Solarte, $3,100 versus Marquez is interesting if you need it. It's a big if at times. Yolmer Sanchez is only $2,700 versus Fulmer. That's outstanding. Series out in the lineup, but tremendous value at $2,700 for a punt play for Sanchez, Yolmer Sanchez. And that might just do it. I always miss one of these guys at the bottom, and then I finish recording, and I go, God, I forgot this punt guy or this punt guy. I feel like an idiot, but I'm not going to, you know, re-record. Going to third base, Jacob Lamb versus a righty, $5,200. Longo, $4,900. Longo's swinging a good stick right now. Mentioned Jose Ramirez. Miguel Sano came back after missing two games due to an illness. Went yard last night. He's 4,700. You got Josh Donaldson, who's been swinging it really well since coming off the DL at 46. Marwin Gonzalez, some power upside against Darvish. High price tag, though, for Marwin. He's usually cheaper than this. Maybe that series in Minnesota raised all of the prices. Third base outfield eligible, 4,600. Arenado versus the lefty Richard at 46 is a very nice play. 2, 4, 6. Arenado's seventh down the board when you look at third baseman. So that's, you don't see that every day. That's interesting. I like that a lot. Hopefully it gets overlooked. I doubt it. Arenado should never get overlooked, no matter where his price tag is, but that's intriguing. Joey Gallo, 45. Probably avoid that tonight, even though he can go yard at any night. Probably avoid it tonight. I got Rendon at 4,200, swinging a good stick. Moustakas, 41. Beltre, 4K. Kyle Seager's swinging it pretty well. He's 4K versus Odorizzi. Manny Machado continues to slump. He's down to $3,900, so cheap, but slumping. Keep that in mind. Eugenio Suarez, $3,700 versus Fulte is a great looking play. Schimpf, $3,700 as a potential home run one off. Hernan Perez, $3,300 if you want a little fade Kershaw action. Nice right handed bat there. Not the worst play if you're going to fade him, but I prefer not to. Nick Castellanos down to $3,100 versus the lefty Holland. I know his numbers look bad, but if you really get into his numbers, he's one of the guys that hits the ball harder than anybody in baseball with one of the worst BABIPs. So if you believe in being unlucky, he's one of the worst, most unlucky, if not the unluckiest hitter in all of baseball right now. So eventually he's going to get going, and $3,100 against Holland could be that night to get going. It's a great price tag for the upside that Castellanos can give you. So keep that in mind for $3,100. That's tremendous upside given the way he's been getting unlucky, 0-for-4, no problem. But the upside for $3,100 is humongous. I mentioned Valbuena at 3K. Rutledge is second base, third base eligible. He's been filling in for Pedroia. He's 3K. Probably other punt plays there, but he's there. Like, I'd rather go Yolmer Sanchez for 27 at second or somewhere else at third. Mikel Franco, this is how bad he's playing, folks. He's facing Ty Block at home. He's only $2,900. Keep that in mind. Play him if you want. I don't blame you, but he's not playing well. A guy I do like, Ryu Ruiz, $2,800. We've been mentioning him for over a week now. I heard someone else say they're the only ones that talk about him. I'm so pissed off at that shit. I've been mentioning Ruiz for quite a long time. Super value almost every day at third base. He's going up against Bronson Arroyo, who's just a home run pitching machine in Great American Small Park. Love the value of Ruiz at $2,800. He might even be my cover boy to spite some people. You got Blanco, 27. Christian Arroyo, 27. No. Ruiz might be our guy at 28. Yep, Ruiz is our low-owned third base, or low-priced third baseman. Love him for a punt, if you're punting. I only mentioned I love punts as because it's like a really good punt option. I'm not saying you need to punt this position. Like, just clarify that. Shortstop, Carlos Correa, 54, always good. He is on fire right now. Darvish can get hit, guys, so a Houston stack's not the worst thing you can do. The Houston team total is 385. It's not super high by any means, but be so low-owned. You got Xander Bogaerts, 53. Lindor's a good-looking play at 47. Elvis Andrus is on fire at 46. Yeah, Andrus just continues to crush the baseball. Trey Turner, 45. You got Zach Cozart, who is on fire at home. There's Fulte at 45. That's a good-looking play. You mentioned Segura's day-to-day, left with an injury. Corey Seager's down to 43. Trevor Story versus a lefty is 43. Tremendous value for Story, who's actually starting to hit the baseball since his return from the DL. Anthony Simmons, 39. Tim Beckham, 38. I like him a little cheaper, but they both can produce. Didi Gregorius is $3,600. He's been hitting the ball really well this year, and it hits lefties very, very well. He's a part of that cheaper Yankee stack I'm talking about that I'll dig into. But Didi Gregorius, $3,600. Asdrubal Cabrera versus Cole at 36 is not a bad play at all. Tim Anderson for 3,400 versus Fulmer. Sneaky. I haven't mentioned a lot of White Sox. I don't not like the usual suspects. I just think there's better options tonight, but they are in a good spot. Jorge Polanco, 3,300 versus Ramirez is a nice, nice lower-priced play. Brandon Crawford at $3,100 is phenomenal. I mentioned how lefties hit Eichhoff very well. The Giants, people don't like to own them because they say their offense sucks, which it does. It really does. But home road splits, come on, people. They hit tremendously better on the road, especially in a ballpark like Philadelphia. So you take advantage of these prices when you can. $3,100, even if you just want one Giant, $3,100 is tremendous salary relief at shortstop with home run upside. Most shortstops at this price range don't have home run upside. B-Craw does. Go down the list. Dansby Swanson, $2,800 versus Arroyo is a sneaky value play just in that ballpark versus that pitcher. Could be a nice little play there for Dansby. Something to think about there. You can go Chad Pinder, second base shortstop at 27 versus Strasburg, but I love Strasburg tonight. I'm probably not going to have a whole lot of A's exposure. Maybe a couple one-offs here and there, like a Chris Davis or something in lineups, but not a ton of Strasburg for me. Let's go to the outfield and wrap this bad boy up. Kicking it off, Mookie Betts, 5,500. Well, the whole Red Sox disappointed yesterday versus Wade Miley. Betts in a great spot yet again. You got Charlie Blackmon, 5,500 versus Richard, always in play. Yeah, even though it's a lefty, you play Blackmon. Corey Dickerson, 53 versus Bergman's a great play. High price tag, but great play. Duvall, 53 is phenomenal. Another high tag. You're going to probably have to go down the list today just based on pitching, but if you can afford them, they're great spots. Judge, 5,200, no-brainer. Steven Souza Jr. has been on fire. He crushes right-handed pitching. He's up to $5,100. Steven Souza frickin' Jr. You have Dickerson and Souza Jr., two Rays over 5K. My buddy Yancey Eaton would be just doing laps right now. J.D. Martinez versus Derek Holland at 5K is awesome. He's 7th outfielder down the board, and I love him. I love Jackie Bradley Jr. versus Asher at 5K. Bradley's farther down that Red Sox lineup. The bottom half's been producing just as good, if not better, than the top half. They're always lower owned. I mentioned that to you guys a lot. He's 5K, and he's been hitting the ball really, really well the last week or so. You got Billy Hamilton, 5K, lefty versus Fulte, plus he can get on and steal. It's intriguing. Springer's on fire, $4,900 versus Darvish, below owned. Joey Bats versus Pineda at 48. Giancarlo Stanton versus Corbin for 40 is awesome. Batting second and raking. You got Ozuna's up to 4,800 versus a lefty. Those two, if you want a little 1-2 punch in Miami, it's a great 1-2 punch right there. Nelly Cruz, day-to-day, 4,700. Conforto's price has dropped. It's $4,700. He's still crushing the baseball, and he's facing Cole, so it's an intriguing play to say the least. Some really good options, but really pricey up top here, folks. Matt Kemp is on fire. low owned almost every night. $4,600 versus Arroyo. I like Kemp, folks. I really do. Atlanta's a nice, nice stack. Everyone's going to go to Cincy in that game. Rightfully so. Cincy should crush Fulte. But Bronson Arroyo. Fulte's actually the better pitcher in this matchup. So don't sleep on Atlanta. Just throwing that out there. We'll be talked about in stacks. Bellinger, talked about him at 45. Kiermaier is on fire. He's $4,500. So your three Rays outfielders are $4,500 or above. The Tampa Bay Rays. We're on June 2nd, folks. 2 months of baseball, and the Rays are still mashing. And we've been on them since day one, by the way. Sin-Soo Chu, Chris Owings, Michael Brantley, $4,300 is in play. Carlos Beltran at $4,300. Scott Schebler is still $4,200. DraftKings, you know, they're catching on to Duvall and some others. They have not caught on to Schebler. Tremendous, tremendous value at $4,200. I know $4,200 doesn't scream value because it's still a steep price, especially at other positions. But what Schebler can do, he's leading the National League in home runs, for Christ's sake. And he steals bases. $4,200. Outstanding play tonight. Outstanding. You got Frazier, already mentioned him. Adam Jones is on fire. Here comes some cheap Orioles folks coming up here pretty soon. Adam Jones, $4,100 is in play. K with the Chris Davis is in play at $4,100. If you're fading Strasburg, just want a one-off, I don't mind that at all. Ender and Ciarte, $4,100 versus Arroyo, is definitely worth a look tonight. Braves, Braves, Braves. Hunter Renfro on fire. He's $4,100. Probably the hottest Baltimore bat, Mark Trumbo. He's got great history against Porcello. Them as a whole do. A lot of that was when he was really bad, not his recent Boston form. But Trumbo's crushed him even in Boston. And Trumbo's only 4K. Love Trumbo. Aaron Hicks crushes. He's been hitting the ball really well all year. Hits lefties really, really, really well. He's only 4K. Definitely in play tonight for the Yanks. I mentioned Belt at 4K. I wouldn't mind an outfield of Trumbo, Hicks, and Belt at $4,000. I wouldn't mind it. Tremendous upside there. And you're saving a boatload of cash on that upper echelon of outfielders. So there's options tonight. I really, really love this slate. I'm telling you, it might be a complete dud by the end of the night, but I'm going to battle with a lot of bullets because it is a very nice looking slate. Aaron Altherr is one of those Philly one-offs I mentioned. He's $3,800. You got David Peralta, $3,800 versus Urena. The Milkman, Melky Cabrera, $3,700 is swinging a pretty intriguing bat of late. Carlos Gonzalez all the way down to $3,700. I know it's a lefty in San Diego, but still he's been swinging it well. Desmond at $3,700 just doesn't make sense to me at all versus a lefty. Richard's been pitching, you know, off and on. He's been pitching pretty well at home, so I could see it. Colorado's not in Coors anymore. I get it. Still, that's cheap for that upside. Robbie Grossman swinging it well, $3,600 versus Ramirez. Eddie Rosario, $3,600. Don't forget about him in Minnesota. Grossman and Rosario always get overlooked. Tremendous upside. Colby Rasmus, $3,600 versus Bergman as an interesting play. Lourdes Garcia, $3,500, usually leading off lately for the White Sox versus Fulmer, is a nice value play there. Jorge Bonifacio took Tomlin deep last time out. He's $3,500. Max Kepler, $3,500. Tremendous power upside. Lo Kane at 34, Kevin Pillar 34, Michael A. Taylor at 34. Oh, shit. I just thought of that right now. Don't know why I missed it. Washington is in Oakland, so they'll have a DH tonight. Watch for Adam Lind, folks. I think he's like 3K. He's on first base, which sucks because first base has so many options. But Adam Lind at 3K can be an intriguing play against Triggs. Given, like I said, Triggs doesn't give up a lot of hard contact. Big ballpark, so it's not the best place, but intriguing. Jason Worth, $3,300, nice price tag on that upside. Another one I love for the Giants, Denard Span's only $3,300, leading off and swinging it pretty well since his last time off the DL. So Span's a nice little punt-type play. Seth Smith, leading off for Baltimore at 32, is definitely in play. Andrew Romine, second base outfield eligible, $3,200. That's another one I forgot. I'm glad this was taking a while because I have my my guys I forgot to tell you a couple of. Okay, as we get down, there's not a ton of punts. Ben Gamble at 3K against Odorizzi can be a decent punt play. Byron Buxton's been better of late. He's $2,800. If he gets on, he's stealing a ton. Still not hitting a ton, so you got to get on base first. But when he is, he's doing pretty well. Ezekiel Carrera went yard yesterday. He's 27, but not going to go yard very often, let's just put it that way. Is he right-handed bat? Nope, left-handed bat. We skipped that one. Keep going down the list. Cole Calhoun, big game yesterday. Double donged. He's 2,600 versus Gibson. Maybe he's finally heating up. The advanced stats show he should be a lot better than he is right now. So that's a good value at 2,600 for Calhoun. Eric Young Jr. at 2,400 is tremendous value. So two really cheap, decent upside outfielders with Anaheim tonight if you want to go that route. Not saying you have to, but it's interesting. I want to mention another second baseman I forgot to mention as a potential punt because with a lefty on the mound, it changes things for Detroit. Usually I like Andrew Romine leading off second base outfield 3,200. If he's leading off, I still like him. But a lot of times they'll go with Dixon Machado. He's second base shortstop eligible, $2,900. And that also opens up another cheaper play if he's here. At shortstop, you got Jose Iglesias at 3K for Detroit against Holland. Didn't mention those two. Wanted to bring them up real quick before we wrapped it up. So, pitching, Kershaw, 13-1, Strasburg, 12, Keuchel, 10-9, Pineda, 86, Fulmer, 8, Cole, 78, Odorizzi, 75, Tomlin, 74, Block, 73, Marquez, 72, J.C. Ramirez, 69, Vargas, 65, Harvey, 63. I already broke down what and how and everything. To the bats, some stacking options. The Reds versus Fultes, phenomenal. Lefties hitting 344, righties 324. Obviously, you got Votto, Duvall, Schebler. Love Schebler. If you want to do a game stack here, you can stack the Braves and sprinkle like some Schebler and something else, whatever you want to do. But I really love Schebler as a part of that action. Don't forget Hamilton. Cozart's on fire. Cozart is on fire. And Suarez is always an option, but Votto, Duvall, Schebler, you got to have at least two of those, I would think, and then go elsewhere if you have to. The Braves, second highest total on the board, 494. Lefties hitting 427, righties 379 off Arroyo. Arroyo's getting crushed. Ryo Ruiz, $2,800, left-handed bat. Matt Kemp is on fire at 4,600. Inciarte, Markakis is super cheap, left-handed bat. Some really nice looks here. Even Flowers at 36 from the right side. Catching isn't horrible, but I could get behind like a Kemp, Markakis, Ruiz, or even if you want to put in Ciarte in that mix, you can. And I love Brandon Phillips. He's coming home. Revenge factor, folks. Phillips back in Cincinnati at second base. Don't forget Brandon Phillips either. Red Sox versus Asher. You can go that way if you want. Don't blame you. Tigers versus Holland. Definite options there. Don't forget Hicks, catcher. Hicks at catcher. Yankees versus Liriano. Love them. Everybody goes to the top of the lineup, and rightfully so. You got Sanchez, who's raking. You know, Matt Holliday, Aaron Judge, all great bats. Don't forget the bottom part. You got Didi Gregorius, who crushes lefties, hits them very, very well. You got Hicks, who swings really well. What was the other one? Castro's batting cleanup, super cheap. So you can go like 4, 5, 6, and you can even sprinkle Judge in there. You go 4, 5, 6, 7. So you still have one of the big guys that's popular, but the rest are low-owned. Gives you a nice piece of that Yankees offense and for a cheaper price tag. The Orioles versus Porcello, very cheap tonight. Chris Davis is like 4K. Adam Jones, 41. Trumbo, 4K. Love them all. You get Seth Smith at 32. If you think Machado's finally going to wake up, he's only 39, but I'm good with Chris Davis, Trumbo, and Adam Jones by themselves. I think that's a great three-man stack. That's cheap, salary relief with a tremendous upside. Marlins versus Corbin, Ozuna and Stanton, both great plays there. Righty's hitting 369 off Corbin. Angels versus Kyle Gibson, lefty's 389, righty's 345. I know the Angels offense is dreadful, but some nice value with Calhoun at 26, Eric Young Jr. at 24, you got Valbuena at 31. Some decent value there if you really want to punt. Really, and you need them to go off because they could go complete duds in a hurry. Indians versus Vargas is intriguing. Lefty's hitting 404 off Vargas. Righty's only 240. So the left-handed bats, like I said, Kipnis, don't worry about him. Diamondbacks versus Urena is always in play. Toronto versus Pineda, I get it if you want to go there. Dodgers versus Jimmy Nelson. Nelson, 326 versus lefties, 354 versus righties. We know the Dodgers' left-handed bats crush right-handed pitching, so lots of plays there. Don't forget Utley. He's streaking. Again, for your Phillies, they have a high team total, but lefties are hitting 214, righties only 307 versus Block, so keep that in mind. Block is a really intriguing play today, folks. Tampa Bay versus Bregman. Lefties hit 342, righties 425. Love the Rays. They're pricey, but love them. Giants versus Eichhoff, salary relief. Giants, the lefties hit 350, righties 276. You can get Span at 3,300. Panic was cheap. Crawford's only 3,100 at short. Belt can play first base outfield at only 4K. Nice, cheap lefty bats, and Posey wasn't too bad. So good options there. Some really good stuff to like today. So the Giants, Braves, Baltimore, and that back end of New York are some nice cheaper options for you to go along with all the expensive stuff you like. Tons of pitching. We're almost at an hour, so I got to wrap this up. Awesome 14-game slate. So check me out on Twitter, at BDNTrick, with any questions you have, BDENTREK, BDNTrick. Check us out, thesportsdgens.com, at thesportsdgens. The UFC 212 preview pod is out with myself and Positive Vig. Also, you have the UEFA Champions League final tomorrow. The preview by Francesco is out on the site. So give it all a look. Good luck tonight. I'll catch you guys tomorrow on your Saturday edition. But this is your Friday, June 2nd edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here, and I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.